Hi, this is Lisa Hayes from EscapeFromRelationshipHell.com. I am the author of Escape from Relationship Hell and The Passion Plan, and I am a relationship coach. I help people get the love that they really want in their lives so they can have the lives they really want. I mean, relationships are the foundation of everything for most of us. So nailing that really makes a difference, a huge difference. And one of the things that I see most frequently in my practice is, if not the most frequently actually, is issues with communication. I mean, that's foundational to everything. And I often hear clients say, I feel like we're speaking a different language. And we're not speaking a different language in most cases anyway. But what we do is we process information and language differently. Men and women's brains do not work the same way. And if we pretend that they do, we are setting ourselves up for incredible failure. And as women, we can learn a lot about male communication from watching men communicate with men. Like, man-on-man communication is very different. And I'm not saying that we should adopt male communication patterns all the time. We shouldn't. It won't work. It's not in integrity. But when we really need to communicate something that matters a lot to us, I think it's hugely important that we modify how we're speaking so that we can increase the best chances of us actually being heard and getting what we want. So I have just a few tips here for you, and I don't think anything can really, I mean, you can't solve the world's problems with a few tips, but you can certainly make some improvement in how you're communicating with the man in your life so that you can get more of what you want. My first tip is use fewer words. And so usually when I say this, people will say, you're underestimating men, or you're being condescending about men, you're saying men are stupid, and I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that men shut down eventually. Like, women really like to explain. Women want to be understood. Women like to give a lot of emotional information. And men's brains don't work in that way. Like, men's brains look for the facts and then they move on. And if we're, you know, given the facts as they are and then given a whole bunch of other information, eventually that man will just automatically and kind of unconsciously quit listening. So when I say, you know, use fewer words, stick with the facts, because that's what they're looking for. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain how. Just say what you need in fewer words and see where it goes from there. Secondly, even probably firstly, you know, before you even get started, make sure that you actually have his eyes. You know, we pride ourselves on being able to multitask as women, and I think some men pride themselves on being able to multitask too, but most men know they don't do it as well. We probably don't do it as well as we think we do. But men really are programmed to be highly focused on one task at a time. And so the way we know what they're paying attention to is what they're looking at. Like, where are their eyes? What is actually right in front of them? So if you're trying to communicate something as simple as, will you take the garbage out? Or something very important or complicated about your relationship or something that's going on, and the man that you're talking to is looking at the TV or the computer or anything else, you don't actually have his full attention. You have a very small percentage of his attention. So making sure that when you're speaking to this man, that he's actually looking at you and you have eye contact will really, really help. My next tip, and this is going to seem super basic and obvious, but start with the word please. So a lot of things happen there. I mean, when we start with the word please, what we're saying then, what we're requesting, the information that follows or the request that follows it doesn't come across as demanding. And men don't respond well. Women don't respond well to demanding. Neither, you know, nobody does. But men particularly have difficult time dealing with something when they feel like it's being demanded. And we can ask for the same thing. Will you please take the garbage out? And it sounds like a request versus take the garbage out, which sounds like a demand. I mean, this is really basic. It probably is so basic it works with children and everybody else. But I think in relationships, we tend to kind of forget the niceties. But some of these niceties really work to our favor. I mean, we're sociologically programmed to respond to the word please. It lets us know that something else is coming. And it works really, really well with men. Next tip, stay calm and watch your tone. And so what I mean there is, we all know that kind of a man's worst nightmare is a woman who's sitting in front of him crying because he doesn't know how to deal with that. And he really doesn't know how to deal with that. Like, the range of emotion that women have, men don't have that same range, sort of undulating, turning range of emotions that women do. And so when we're out on one end or the other, those are places that men don't go, and they get uncomfortable really, really quickly when a woman is in an emotional place that they can't access themselves. So when we're trying to communicate and it's important, we really need to get information across, it's really important that we stay calm and watch our tone so that we don't go someplace with our communication that's going to cause the man to kind of shut down and withdraw. Makes sense. Easier said than done, but it really, really helps, which is why a lot of the times when we're fighting and there's a lot of emotion, we've lost control of our tone and we've lost control of our state of calm, we think we're communicating and it's not working because at that point he's not capable of receiving information. Next tip is be certain you're asking for exactly what you need. And I think men would say this is the biggest tip. Like, men don't communicate in conjecture or hinting or dancing around a subject. Like, you can't say, you know, my friend at work got flowers and it was so beautiful and I could tell she appreciated it so much and it made her feel so good, and think that you're asking for that, because you're not. You're stating to him that your friend got flowers. You know, if you want something from a man, you have to ask for it very, very directly. Like, I heard a story once from another coach, and I wish I could remember who she was, who talked about how she loved to go with her, you know, husband to visit nurseries. And she would say, I really love to go visit the nursery, like Plants and Gardens Nursery, on the weekends. And he wouldn't respond to that. And so she thought she was improving her communication by saying, wouldn't you like to go this weekend and visit some nurseries and pick up some plants? And, you know, he didn't really respond to that. What he responded to was her saying, will you go with me? Please take me to the nursery this weekend. That's something I'd really like to do. Wasn't something he wanted to do. So when she said, wouldn't you like to, he didn't. But when he understood that she did and she asked for it directly, he was happy to oblige and accommodate her. So our normal way of communicating can be very soft and around the edges, kind of around the perimeter of a subject. And back to man-on-man communication, that is not the way they communicate with each other. So if we really want something, we need to be certain that we're crafting in our language in a way that we're asking specifically or stating specifically what we want or need. Next tip, excuse me, is repeat if necessary, but do not escalate. And this tip probably should be called don't nag. And yeah, I mean, everybody knows what nagging is, and most of us do it from time to time. And we all know that it doesn't feel good to do, and it certainly doesn't feel good to be on the receiving end of nagging. In fact, men will shut it out. Like, if we're nagging too much, they will almost instinctively and unconsciously, subconsciously tune out the sound of our voice, and then they're not hearing us really talk about anything. Nagging, it creates deafness in men. It doesn't work. That said, you may have to repeat yourself calmly, nicely, pleasantly. I mean, I often say to women when they're asking for something from men, be prepared to repeat yourself and be prepared to put it in writing. And I'm kind of joking and I'm kind of not. I mean, being able to ask for something more than once when it's important to us, or share something more than once when it's important to us, without getting upset or emotionally involved if we have to do that again, really helps. And I think that if we have been in a pattern of nagging, it's certainly helpful. It may take a little bit of time, but you will notice a tremendous amount of difference when you withdraw that energy, when you stop the nagging thing. It really doesn't work. But again, you may have to repeat yourself when you're asking for something, and that's okay. Let that be okay. But do it softly and gently and nicely, and you're much more likely to get the response that you want. And my last tip, and again, back to the obvious, is say thank you, like some expression of acknowledgement or appreciation. One of the biggest complaints I hear from men is that they feel underappreciated or unnoticed. And I think that that's really easy to do when we're in the heat of the moment and kind of in the throes of our really busy lives. It's like, why should we have to? And we should have to, because it works. I mean, it gets us more of what we want. And that might sound like manipulative communication tactics. I'm going to do these things to get what I want. But that's really what relationship is about anyway, getting more of what we want. And when we get in the habit of acknowledgement, saying thank you, saying I appreciate you, even if it's as simple as saying thank you for taking this time to listen to me, or thank you for hearing me, that cues a man that he's been appreciated. They respond well to that. We all do, but men particularly are wired to make their woman happy. So by some form of acknowledgement or appreciation, they are doing that. And that makes them feel good, and they want more. I mean, it doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be very simple. But just a simple thank you will go a long way for kind of tapping into your man's literal biological program about pleasing and making his woman happy. So these tips have been pretty obvious, but I don't think they're necessarily always easy to implement. And if we can modify the way we're communicating, we can really increase our pleasure and our enjoyment in our relationships. And like I said, get more of what we want. So thank you very, very much. And if you want any more information about coaching or relationships, please check me out at howtoescapefromrelationshiphell.com.